Street Smart Tips and Tricks to Formulate a Powerful Research Proposal. The prevailing Chinese COVID-19 pandemic has brought the lives of an immense numbers of people worldwide to a standstill. Our student community worldwide has been one of the most adversely affected sections of the society, which is now compelled to look at a future filled with uncertainties. Even for the scholars seeking scholarships or funding for their research work are facing a tough time. They are either facing a scarcity of the resources or intense competition for the available ones. In the contemporary period, the research proposals are not limited being a part of the application process for some common postgraduate study. Rather, a relevant document to source funding from governmental, private entities, research foundations and non-educational bodies with a concrete backing to assure a fruitful outcome. Introduction. Amid the crisis, when we are trying to find proper funding for our research work, each step is required to be put forth very carefully. Even a slight misstep could ruin the accessibility to the resources that are once at time in hand. The rule is applicable even while drafting a powerful research proposal responsible to stature our work distinguishable from the crowd. A research proposal drafted with perfection will always increase our possibilities of getting it through already limited number of options. The objective of submitting a research proposal gives us an outline of the premise on the grounds of which we are proposing the research. It is the starting point of any development or discussion to open the doors to funding. If we speak in terms of the standard outcome, then most of their frameworks do feature a research question, a schedule, a methodology, the current literature review, and not to mention, the developments in the field. Classifying research proposal help into widely accepted categories. When we look at the classification of the research proposal in terms of a professional research proposal help, then it would fall in one of the following categories. Pre-proposal, it is an inquiry sent prior to a full-fledged proposal. It is a way of measuring whether the concerned institution is interested in the proposal or not. It is basically an abstract or summary intended towards the methodological approaches, goals, and the present state of the field. Academic proposal, it is an application for a research seat at a university. It is generally meant for a period of 3 to 6 years. Speaking in standard terms, universities prescribe a particular framework for the proposals and the writing pattern is required to be followed accordingly. Request for proposal, RFP, and open document sent to various individuals, or rather displayed over public forums, and performs the role of an active request for the concerned research proposal submissions. There are specific parameters for an RFP draft and alike academic proposals. The respondents might require following a particular structure. Generic proposal, all kinds of proposals that do not fall into the above-mentioned categories are likely to fall into this group. These are basically unsolicited requests meant for research funding that are either sent to a public or private organization with a resounding track record of funding some research in various streams. Wish to mug up all the dimensions of writing a perfect research paper? Read https://www.thoughtfulminds.org/digging-into-the-unexplored-dimensions-of-writing-a-praiseworthy-research-paper/ and get a new insight towards honing your skills. The components of writing a perfect research proposal. The aims, the goals, and the objectives. Statement of the hypothesis or the research problem. The literature review of the previous research in the scope and justification for additional research. Proposed methodology. The anticipated results and the contribution to the knowledge body. The requirements for the materials, equipment, funding, if applicable, field trips. The approximate time by which each stage will get done. When we hire research proposal writing services of a credible research paper agency, then the possibility of incorporating all the above-mentioned components monumentally increases. The structure of writing a perfect research proposal. The structure and content of the research proposal is always designed to respond to the key questions of the reviewers. What issue, problem or concern does the concerned research address? How is the concerned research going to contribute to the existing knowledge? How is the proposed research going to achieve the stated goals and objectives? Can the research be conducted within the stipulated time and resource constraints? What are the special considerations that somehow influence the feasibility of the research? When we pen down a good research proposal, then it addresses these questions by showcasing the fact that the given research addresses a problem, concern, issue, or conundrum. Offers new knowledge leading to the efforts to address this. Opts for a method as well as a methodology suitable to the given research question. Can be completed with success within the stipulated amounts of time, resources, and other types of research constraints. The concerns of the reviewer are typically addressed when we hire the specialists who know how to deliver research proposal writing help straight from the grassroots level. The proposal is drafted in the standard sense as mentioned below. Introduction, it features the statement of the problem, along with the aims of the research that is about to be conducted. It provides the definition of the key terminology, the description of the area of literature and practice, as well as a brief summation of the gap in literature and research design. Literature review, basically, the process of reviewing the previous research and ends by highlighting what is so pertinent about the research that we are about to conduct. It primarily outlines the contributions made by the research to the existing body of the literature. Methods and methodology, it explains how the given research design can fulfill the objectives of the concerned research questions and consider any sort of ethical considerations or any non-standard resource implications for the given research process. Additional information, the details normally propose a timeline for ideally conducting the research, the budget allocation, bibliography, citing the references, appendices, or any other special sort of features dedicated to the research. Make your research proposal right from the word one by reading and understanding all the tactics at https://www.thoughtfulminds.org/wish to get your research proposal responded with a resounding yes. Learn how to make it more impactful here. It will always give your work an edge against all the other submitted works. Tips and tricks that can make a substantial difference. The tips and tricks that we are about to discuss are not any kind of rocket science. These are the ones that are even highlighted by the experts offering online research proposal help to the students and research scholars worldwide. The structure. Introduction, always keep it crisp and short. It should only speak about the background, context, and the project description in 1 to 2 paragraphs. Literature review, share facts, figures, and examples. It helps the reviewer to realize the fact that they are dealing with some rational, ground reality, and not some fancy, cooked-up theories. Research design, we can also mention it as methodology or directly in the form of a heading reflecting the content. For example, autoethnography and palliative care. Do not use long composing paragraphs, as it makes it difficult for the reviewer to interpret the crux right in one go. Rather, use points, or basic tabular layout or graphical or pie chart to help him or her get an insight effortlessly. Proposed timeline, always keep additional reserved time in the kitty to make sure that even if something does not go wary, we always have an additional couple of days to bring things on track. It cannot be applicable if we are required to conduct a research with a strict timeline, but those instances seldom come. Referencing, only cite the work in the advised citation style and never deviate from the same. Include the legitimate sources only, so that even if the reviewer cross-verify, he or she can fetch only the authentic and common facts and figures. Bibliography, list all the relevant appendices and sources to help the reviewer understand things in layman's terms. We are not required to keep this section broad enough to consume unnecessary pages. Only focus on scientific terms that are not often heard by a common man. Statement of the research topic. Explain why the topic is critical, throw some light on why the research topic and its outcomes are not only beneficial for the present but the future needs as well. Proposed title of the thesis, keep the proposed thesis title short and catchy. It should grab the attention right in one go. It can be in the form of a question or humongous quantitative figures that we desire to achieve through our work. Theory and research review, only incorporate the research findings of the past that have been published and do have a backing from the scientific community. It should never be based on fictional figures or hypothesis. Literature and artifacts, explain how much the base of the past research has been taken to validate the significance of the current research. Please make sure to directly link the past findings with the potential of the future findings. Research hypothesis: we can surely use a hypothesis to provide a clear picture of what we are looking into. But what is critical is that each line of the developed hypothesis should have a concrete backing of the scientific principles. Research methodology: information on conceptual framework. It deals with the information associated with the application of the conceptual or theoretical framework. Just provide the basic detail to make the reviewer more curious about the same and arrange a fruitful meeting. Analytical techniques: keep the techniques for analysis and research designing short, concise, and to the point. It is always best to interact directly at the time of meeting and elaborate the techniques and designs in a face-to-face interaction. Project plan: put forth a payout of how the entire plan would be realized. Always provide the timetable with a bit flexible timeline to ensure that a contingency plan can be executed in an emergency when the time comes. Ethical measures: it is imperative to make sure that no stone is left unturned when it comes to the prevention of plagiarism in the submitted draft. Take the help of a good anti-plagiarism software tool to trace out duplicate content before the submission of the research proposal draft. Besides, one can take paid research proposal help to invoke the intervention of the finest editors and proofreaders to make the draft error-proof. Table of contents: feature of table of contents with their respective page numbers to help the reviewer get a crystal clear idea of what the draft features in its subsequent pages. But please make sure that it should not carry too many subpoints and finished within 1 to 2 pages. Are you keen to make your next research paper submission plagiarism-free in 10 simple steps? Read https://www.thoughtfulminds.org/are-you-worried-about-plagiarism in your next research paper submission. Make it foolproof with 10 simple tips tricks/to learn some of the most astounding facts about how easy it is to curb the vicious cycle of plagiarism in each and every submission made. The discipline of the researcher is known by the extent to which the focus and clarity can be achieved in terms of the word limits. Several times, there are research proposal guidelines allocated to certain sections of the draft, including the literature review and the methodology sections. If we dissect the word limits of the research proposals in diverse streams of career, then it would somehow fall in between 10 to 20 pages in terms of length. The length of a master's degree research proposal lies around 3,000 words, whereas, for the scholarship request of a PhD program, it is estimated to be around 4,500 words. The bifurcation of the word count can be done by the following sections. Introduction 500 words, literature review 1,000 words, methods 1,000 words, other elements of the proposal 500 words. As we can see, that makes each section quite small while requiring you to prioritize the details and present them in a crystal clear and as concise manner as possible. Conclusion: a research proposal is widely regarded as the first line of contact with the research reviewer. When there is a pile of proposal requests, then the proposal with logical structure and pertinent answers to all the questions always allure the attention in no time. We fully hope that the basic research proposal framework, along with the tips and tricks that we discussed above, you have acquired a clear idea about how to proceed with the next submission. In case you require assistance to pen down the finest proposal for your next research exploration, visit Research Paper Writing Help to find how the best in the business work. Order it online from the safety of your homes amid the prevailing Chinese pandemic crisis. Thousands of corporate professionals, students, and research scholars have already elevated their careers to new heights with research proposal help offered by Thoughtful Minds. Let the experts handle AZ assignment jobs for you and see how it creates the impression in the eyes of potential reviewers and sponsors that you always craved for.